For decades, San Francisco DJ Chebi Sabah has explored numerous fusions and reconfigurations of North African, Middle Eastern, and Indian music styles. He's a well-loved figure in the global dance scene who's now going through a health crisis. Many of his musician friends have contributed to a benefit album that critic Milo Miles says is more than just a worthy cause.
Chebi Sabah's life traces an almost fairy tale perfect path through the evolution of what's now called world music. Born in Algeria in 1947, he absorbed the Judeo-Arabic Andalusian music of his local culture before he joined the 60s rebellion and became a 17-year-old DJ playing soul 45s in Paris. By the end of the decade, he had emigrated to New York and become friends with trumpeter Don Cherry, famous for his association with Ornette Coleman and a pioneer in the concept of multicultural music. Cherry's fascination with fusions made a permanent impression on Sabah, and by 1984 he had relocated to San Francisco, a city that wears a rainbow of cultures with graceful lightness. He began releasing records in 1994. Sabah is now dealing with stage 4 stomach cancer without the benefit of health insurance. His new release, Samaya, is subtitled A Benefit Album for Chebi Sabah, but it is also a testament to Sabah, a grand gathering of his tribe. Of Samaya's two discs, the first jumps with more dance beats. The second turns inward with more reflective tempos and tones. The contributors include all of Sabah's regular collaborators and favorite performers over the years, like Bill Laswell, whom we just heard, Karsh Kale, Transglobal Underground, and tabla master Zakir Hussain. Sabah himself offers one original track and some sinuous remixes. He always includes a surprise you think can't possibly work, but it does. Here, the ear opener is the Delhi Dole mix of the band Bauhaus's Too Much 21st Century. Of course, Samaya easily clears the basic hurdle of a benefit album. It's a compelling journey all the way through, and the good cause it aids is a bonus. But delicate moments on the second disc, many based on Indian forms, do indeed touch on mortality and the transcendence of spirit. Though spoken passages are often a liability, the prayer-like lines in the song The Lonely Chamber remain a comfort through repeated listenings. And the uplifting cuts are full of sweet reassurance, none more so than Jai Uttal's Mahamaya, which does hit that elusive goal of a dreamy ecstasy. Sometimes global culture advocates get carried away into fancies of universal harmonies, or at least understanding through music. Chebi Sabah has never quite suggested that. He delivers a much more certain and earthy message. All peoples have music from the spirit, and through music, all peoples can communicate. What you make of the conversation is up to you. But Chebbi Sabah makes sure you know the path is there. His life demonstrates it.
Milo Miles reviewed Sumaya, a benefit album for Chebbi Sabah. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Yo-Wei Shaw. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.